hi, hi, and welcome to Bye Bye Bye. We've used up all of our good material, so this is going to be a really boring episode. This is ostensibly an advice podcast.
Wait, who are you?
But I'm Imogen. I'm Imogen.
Brandon.
And I'm Claire.
Yes, and I'm highly caffeinated again, so you're all going to
see. Oh, yay!
Yay!
That's why
you didn't tell us that ahead of time.
Yeah, I've got... I didn't tell you. I didn't warn you that I was caffeinated.
You caffeinated and I slept a full night.
Wow. I saw you, that your status update the other day was, because the new status updates on Discord. So
I'm
good.
I'm so mad. I can't use them. And I also, like, Travis had the same problem. He actually was able to do it one day and they took the power from him the next.
That's not good.
Yeah. So one day I'll be able to have custom status.
Yeah, but Brandon's the other day was I had 10 hours sleep. I'm like, what the fuck happened there? Did we lose Brandon?
No, I'm here. I was updating my status.
Necessary. Absolutely.
There we go.
Where is it? Oh, she's back on her bullshit. Excellent. What's the little emoticon you've got there?
It's a celebration. It's like a ball of confetti.
It looks like confetti ball.
Yeah, it's confetti ball.
It's tiny, so it looks like maracas.
Well,
confetti balls.
Not all of us are so posh as to have nitro so that we can use all of our special emojis.
I seriously only have nitro so I can use emojis in every server. I had organ eats as my spatter status yesterday.
I saw that. That was impressive.
I'm trying to spread the brand around.
Yeah. I
was saying something.
I know we already said this, but like, it's been so long.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in like 2 weeks.
Actually, yeah, about that, isn't it?
Yeah.
We were just so
like
busy
a
last week.
Month.
So you guys are going to get this episode 2 weeks later because next week I'm not. Because we put in D&D and I hope you guys enjoyed the D&D.
Another week of pals.
Has that only been up for a couple days? I thought you put that up last week.
I put it up on Friday.
Oh,
Friday my time.
Okay.
So yeah, a few days ago.
But I hope you guys enjoyed it. We're probably going to do another one soon. I'm thinking about getting all of these lovely bi ladies lost in the Vatican.
Yes. And now you've been in there, so you have like a frame of reference.
I do. I think that there's also a map you can find, which would have been handy when I got lost in the Vatican.
My only frame of reference is Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, where I used to break into the Vatican a lot, because then you get all the Vatican guards chasing you, and that was my favorite thing to do, was run away from Vatican guards and then kill them all.
Oh my god.
Man.
Did you know that they built the Vatican on top, was it Peter? Peter's bones? Yeah.
You can see Peter. You can see down, there's like a little room that you can see down into, I think. Where
Shut up! Really?
You're
there's so much
there,
cool
but,
dead
yeah.
stuff at the Vatican. I need to go.
Shit, man.
Of
we should all go to the Vatican.
Man, any proper church and shit has some good relics.
Yeah.
I would recommend not going on the tour, though, because it goes for fucking ever and it's boring.
Well, I might find it fascinating. And I'd probably ask like all the inappropriate questions.
Kicked out of the
like,
Vatican.
Which popes canonically fucked? The answer is actually pretty much all of them, because they all had kids.
we have some pope stuff coming up today.
I'm always up for a bit of word from the pope.
A bit of word from the pope.
You were giving shout outs to your Apocrypals, which is a great podcast about the Bible, which I started listening to a bit of and then stopped because I have the attention of a frog. But yeah.
I tore through six episodes of it over the weekend. So
cool.
I'm like,
so you can take over the Catholic segment at this point.
No, I'm actually more interested in like the Gnostic segments.
Yeah.
And like all the Apocrypha. Like the Apocrypha is just so amazing. Like I'm just
That's
completely
some weird
lost
shit went
in
down.
It. Like they just did one about Isaiah and how he got cut in half with a saw and how they think it was a wooden saw because apparently Greek had very specific words for everything.
Oh god.
Anyway,
a wooden saw.
We'll save that for another segment.
How was your week, Claire? We haven't talked to you much yet.
So On Monday last week, no, Tuesday, me and Travis went on a hike, and whilst out driving, the oil pressure gauge came on.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm. And it kept flashing on and off and driving us insane, because it'd be like, bling, 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 bling. And we're like, well, this isn't good, because we're like an hour and a half from our house, because we went way out to go for a hike. So we weren't able to get it into the shop until Friday, and Friday they were like, yeah, so there's some part in the chassis that I guess has been recalled on a bunch of other cars, not on ours. So had it been recalled, we could have gotten it fixed for free, but nope. It would cost $4,000. And
Jesus!
Considering it's like a 12, 13 year old car, we're like, nope. So we spent the weekend and today looking for a new car. Got a new car today. Also discovered
that
we don't have the title to the old car. So we still have to. So there's a lingering headache, but new car.
New car.
Oh, I'm so mad though, because the dealer, it's a Hertz dealer. They, you know, they've got rentals, and then they also, I guess now, will sell their cars.
Yeah.
But the keys are still on their stupid little rental wire thing. And that drives me nuts because I want to get it off and stick it on a proper keychain. Because one, it's like floppy and weird. And two, it still has the keychain part sticking to it that says rental really big on it. I'm like, no, this is my car now.
Ugh. That's pretty slick. What'd you get?
A Hyundai, however it's pronounced.
Hyundai.
It has wheels
and it goes.
Yeah, it's a little silver hatchback.
Nice.
I don't know how to live without a hatchback anymore, because my last two cars actually were both hatchbacks. They are also both white Dodges, so it's a strange new world for me.
Especially with, like, all those dogs, like, loading them in and out. Hatchbacks are much easier.
Yeah, you couldn't do without it.
Yeah, we figure it's nice for, like, camping or loading up the dogs or all that shit.
Putting the babies in the car.
Yeah.
Don't call them babies, Brandon! Start the discourse already, shall we? Disrespecting mothers!
Yeah,
I don't care, as a mother, what the fuck you call a baby. Like, my uncle had a pet rock, okay? So, I mean, like, my life is a little skewed. But anyway, continue on with your car story.
Oh, I was just saying, my old car had a cooler in it, which was the best thing, and no other car in the world that I know has a fucking cooler
built into it.
Yeah, it was this little drink cooler that was right above the glove box, and it got fed by the air conditioning.
That's
so you could
amazing.
Put, like, bottles of water and stuff. It was so nice for, like, going on car trips and stuff.
Yeah.
And you had cold drinks.
Holy
I'll miss
shit.
It. I'll miss it so bad. But yes, call your dogs babies, call your animals babies, whatever.
I call my spider plant a baby, okay?
The only thing that bothers me, though, is that gets the assumption. People are always like, oh, you have them because, like, you want children, but you can't, or, like, they're replacement children or whatever. And I'm like, no. Fucking dogs.
No, they're
Let me
not.
Live.
Like, can we just not simultaneously fetishize motherhood and make martyrs out of mothers at the same time? Like,
yeah,
like, can we just not?
Weird.
Anyway. Guys, we have a new segment that I want to add to this podcast. And it's going to be a periodic segment. I don't know how often it's going to come up. But I propose that we call it the pullout. Because this is where we're going to state retractions.
Well, maybe. Never come up for me, because I'll never take anything back.
Funny you should say that. Because while I was putting together the visual aids for the last episode, I came across some Jeopardy news that apparently the names of the Tetraminos from Tetris, like that whole thing about them being named like Ricky L or whatever.
I know, it's all a lie.
Yeah, it's all
lies. I still don't take anything back. Whatever, I live by the information I got off Jeopardy.
But I do want to give us credit, because I feel like in this process we've uncovered a great hoax.
I know. It made it all the way to Jeopardy.
All the way to fucking Jeopardy. Like, Alex Trebek. You know?
Yeah, that's where I saw that they had names. It was
yeah,
on Jeopardy.
Right?
I was watching Jeopardy.
Oh, which leads me to ask the question, because it was debunked by a video game historian. How cool is that job?
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
A video game historian?
He's a video
Man,
game historian.
I missed the boat.
Yeah, can you major in that?
I have heard...
Yeah, I don't know if you can major in it. You can take classes. One of Travis's coworkers teaches a history of games. A couple classes, I think.
Like, you can get degrees
that's interesting.
In peace now. So, I mean, why can't you get a degree?
A degree in peace? Like,
yeah, peace
not
and conflict
like you just
resolution.
You just turn up and not fight.
I think well, like I know some of us wouldn't be able to get that degree.
What the fuck does that mean? Making Claire's point for her.
Oh no.
So,
yeah, I would love to be a video game historian, but that's like... But then again, there are video game journalists as well. You know where that went.
Oh, it's one of those majors. It would be one of those majors that sounds really awesome. You know, like the way that everybody treats.
I can just
like,
imagine that
being an English major, like it's some idyllic
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it probably would be cool if you could be one of the like one people on the planet that actually gets a proper paying job out of it.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the guy that debunked Jeopardy is probably not.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it was like in one of my favorite theology professors, he was like, "Yeah, guys, don't major in theology because there's about two jobs for it, and I just took one."
Yeah, my husband really wanted to be a paleontologist, and he's like, "Yeah, there's like four jobs in the entire world where you can actually get paid as one."
Paleontologist when I was a kid, and then I was like,
"Yeah,"
and then I decided to go the more fruitful route of being an English major.
Yeah. That turned out really well for both of us, didn't it?
I've actually been listening to the Ologies podcast, and like all of those things actually have jobs. Just they're not called like I don't know, like you can be a demonologist still. And
oh yeah, there's
like
jobs
that.
For
yeah.
fucking everything. There's yeah. just not many of them. Is the problem? Because I mean, honestly, yeah, if I could do whatever, I would totally be out there having some weird ass like I don't know.
It's just funny when I looked at, you know, when you were going through school and when you got close to the end of your school career, they used to give out these charts that of what you could do to be a productive member of capitalist society, you know, if you were good at something. And like there was this, I remember this one particular one, which was like a Venn diagram chart of do you enjoy or are you good at this particular subject? And so it was do you enjoy or are you good at maths? And it had things like become a physicist, become an astronaut, become a... I don't know, a banker, do this, do that. Like, and every single job in there was one that made lots and lots of money. And then do you enjoy or are you good at science? And it had all the science things. And then the middle one was, do you enjoy or are you good at English? And there were like three jobs in it. And they're all shit.
Yeah, I mean,
one of them was English. One of them was English and one of them was like become an advertising executive and one of them was be a lawyer. And I'm like, I don't want to do any of those things. But I'm still just going to major in English because fuck
you. Some
of
those sound like that requires more school than I just finished.
Yeah. Like you couldn't just walk out into a job. Mind you, that the job I ended up, which was probably the one I used my English degree most for, was private personal assistant to a private detective. So there's that.
I just love the idea of you being a PI. Like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Like when your kids grow
like,
up and move out, that's
noir
totally what
Netflix
you do.
Series about Imogen the PI.
About Imogen the PI, because she's not sneaky at all.
Yeah! No. I would just be.
She would have some coffee to go on a stakeout or something and then get all buzzed up on caffeine and like hop her way out.
Screw this observing crap. She just like would just run and be like, okay. This is what I caught you doing. Let's talk.
I just, no, I'd be Columbo. Like I'd find out who it was and just mercilessly hassle them until they gave in and told me they did it.
Okay, but would you have like a cool rumpled trench coat and messy hair?
Yes,
oh, hell
please,
yeah.
Please.
Yes.
Hell yeah. I'd be played by Peter Falk. That's all I want to be. my final form is Peter Falk. No, that's my other final form.
Oh, they should just reboot the Columbo series and cast you in the lead.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Do it.
I want to see it. I want it.
All right, so the second great pullout. So guys, we said that Jesus was a Chad.
Mm.
Turns out Jesus was a Joshua. Mm-hmm. As I
so only... please explain to me the difference between a Chad and a Joshua.
Well, okay, well, a Joshua comes from the old Hebrew. Let's see if I'm saying this right. Yahushua?
Yeah, Yeshua and like, or something like
that. Yeah.
There was a whole fucking page I just stumbled across one time about how Catholics were the whore of Babylon because they worship Jesus, who's with his Latin name is clearly just a like heathen Latin god, Roman god.
Yeah, like
they didn't actually worship Yeshua or whatever.
Yeah, and that's like technically his name, but there were like 5,000 other Yeshuas in the Bible.
Yeah.
And in the Tanakh, okay, and stuff like that. So like the name kind of got changed to Jesus so that he could stand up from all the other Joshuas.
Yeah, I mean, they also got all the...
So Jesus was his stage name, is what you're telling me?
Yes, basically. It was...
I mean, that was pretty much everyone. All of them had Romanized names. Like, Peter wasn't Peter.
Yeah.
Whatnot.
Makes sense. There we go. So that's our full...
We've pulled that one out, then, have we?
That's our first pull out. Unfortunately, yeah, like regular pullouts, can't undo that doodle. And we're not really sorry.
No, we're not really sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. But only for that. Okay, so we've got pullouts and chitter chatter. Let's move on to cooking with Canada.
Yay!
This one... I have more questions than answers in this one. Canada says, what's for dinner? I have 5.5 cups of pureed pumpkin, all dressed crispers, and broccoli. What the fuck is an all dressed crisper?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay, we're going to go.
Yeah, I'm
going
to Google it.
Did you tackle the other
This is our other segment. All dressed. What was the last word?
It comes up. It's like Canada.
Canada.
As soon as I Google for it, it's like, it's in Canada.
Oh, so
Canada, like the kind of chip.
They're like potato chips.
Yeah.
They look like shapes. Oh, they look like shapes.
Yeah, they do.
We've got have you guys got shapes over there? Yeah.
Well, you sent me some.
Yeah, you sent us.
I did too. That's right. Forget about that. Oh, cool. No, yeah, no. So what was the other things? Pureed pumpkin, all dressed crispers, and...
Broccoli.
Okay.
I mean, that doesn't seem that hard.
Okay.
Like,
I feel like maybe you could make some sort of dip out of the pumpkin and broccoli.
Probably. I was going to say soup.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good, too.
Roast the broccoli, puree that pumpkin up with some water, I guess, because she didn't list cream as one of the ingredients. And I guess maybe not everybody keeps it on hand.
To be fair, we've... We've added
you could just you could put the broccoli and the pureed pumpkin together. To
yeah,
make
that's,
quite
what,
a
I was,
soup.
That's
yeah.
what I was thinking was put them together.
Yeah. Yeah, you roast the broccoli and put it in the pumpkin and like blend it all up. That would be tasty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then dip those crispers.
Oh, you can use the crispers as croutons on top. Yeah,
that's yes.
what I'm saying. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. Actually, I did eat, but now I'm hungry again. Thank you, Canada.
She does this on purpose.
She does.
That one was easy.
She does. Yeah, she needs to challenge us more.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a challenge in that we needed to figure out what the fuck.
Yeah, we did have to look up the crispers. So I'm going to put a little asterisk next to that because I'm going to have to put that in the visual aids.
What do I need to blacklist?
What are they, made by taquitos? What? Are they from the taquito people? I can't say the word taquito without hearing it in a grr voice.
I can't hear the word taquito without thinking of that SNL skit. With Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
What?
It says they're made by Christie, so.
Oh, I guess that's not a Nabisco logo. Okay, cool.
I know it looks like a Nabisco logo. I rolled over for closer image on Amazon. Man, fucking the Good Omens DVD's out, so people are already leaking cut scenes, and I can't watch it because I don't get my DVD until November 7th.
Which has everything to do with Canadian snack foods.
I'm sorry.
I
want
love it. No, I love it. This is...
We gave her an out. We let her Google something, and now she had to click on another tab.
Gone.
It's just the way.
So I guess staying slightly topical, let's move on to some questions. did you guys see what Canada shared with us in the chat? And it was on Tumblr a couple nights ago. The Vatican put out a new click to pray prayer bead thing.
What people
are calling the Vatican Fitbit. The Jesus Fitbit.
Jesus Fitbit, that's right, yes.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I dig it. Like, not ironically. Like, I think that'd be really awesome for, you know, like, older Catholics.
Yeah, I mean, everyone was all like, first of all, it has nothing to do with fucking
indulgences, right?
To do with indulgences,
like,
but
how
my first thought was that it was really handy, because doing the rosary is a pain in the fucking ass, because you gotta like follow all those beads
and keep track of it, and it does that for
but
you.
I did like the idea of Jesus Fitbit. That made me laugh.
I will never call it anything else. I'll have to look into one for my grandma Christmas. I bet she'd love that.
Atheist question again.
Oh, okay.
What exactly is the point of the rosary anyway? Like, what's it supposed to do? It's like an abacus for praying or something.
That's a good image.
That's exactly how I would have explained it. So I'm gonna let Claire field this one.
I mean, it's a devotional thing, kind of a meditative thing. Like, I know a lot of people will use it as a way to just get out of their head and think of something else if they're just like trying to pray.
It's a fidget spinner.
Yeah, it's essentially a Catholic fidget spinner.
Cool. That's a good one.
But yeah.
Also, and an early 80s fashion accessory.
It's a generic do this as penance thing too.
Okay, I get that. Yeah, because I thought it might be something you had to do, but if it's something like it's a reflex that you do.
Oh no, it's not for comfort. Do thing.
Yeah, it's like more of that symbolic stuff that Catholics like.
That symbolic stuff that isn't symbolic in Catholic and Catholicism. Like,
also, I think there was some miracle or something. I don't know, something involving Mary. I can't remember anymore.
It's probably why she's on it, but I can't remember why.
Well, like, I feel like she told some kids to pray. I don't know.
I don't want to think about Mary and beads and that. I have 3 tabs of research open right now for this episode already. So,
but don't go on Tumblr and get distracted by good omens.
No, but I was so mad about the indulgences thing. People were like, isn't this how we got Protestantism? I'm like, no, you idiots, read a book.
I know, it has nothing to do with it. Do you not even know what fucking indulgences are, people?
Jeez. Yeah, unless, like, the Jesus Fitbit is somehow, like,
yeah, unless, magically, like, if the Vatican was like, if you buy this, then you'll get out of hell, then
prayers, and no, like, they're not supercharging your prayers, there's no radioactive Vatican spider involved.
Supercharging your prayers. I love it.
Oh, the information age hasn't gotten that far.
I think the
go ahead.
There are a couple of books I think where they monetize and digitize religion to the point where you can actually sort of upload your prayers quicker.
Yeah, we call those
if you have
cults.
More bandwidth. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Sounds like Hillsong to me. The church that our esteemed rat bag prime minister belongs to. Ugh. Anyway, yes.
Oh, so Josh asks, and I have a tab open for this because I'm not really sure how it relates, but Josh wants to know, how would you explain the Jesus Fitbit to, say, Pope Stephen VI? And I happen to know, off the top of my head, Pope Stephen VI, because he's the guy that had, like, the big cadaver trial.
the cadaver synod, the one who was...
you know? And... Yeah. Because I was just learning about that recently. But I can't figure out how the two are connected. Like, was there a reason he picked this particular pope for me to have to explain?
Well, he's obviously...
I assume he just picked it as, like, a past pope.
Just a past pope. Okay.
So someone far enough in the past.
I mean...
Yeah, someone who doesn't have regular internet access or Wi-Fi password.
I mean, since I considered it a good thing and not an indulgence, I was pretty much like, I would be like, human ingenuity as proof of God, or you know, right? give a good spin on science, and you know,
see how so, God has given us the knowledge to make yeah. prayer, you know, like more efficient, I guess.
Yeah.
And
I always like the idea of trying to explain technology to people from the past, because it gets to a point where it's just like, oh, that's magic, and that's all you need to say is it's magic.
Yeah, pretty much.
And.
Because although I would not recommend that as a way to explain that to the Pope.
No. Maybe
magic isn't allowed, is it?
Maybe some of the saints, like, let's go back to, like, maybe Augustine. Like, you could probably...
Yeah, you could maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least say it's, like, it's miraculous, it's but miraculous. Yeah, I would not...
It's God magic, not devil yeah. magic.
Oh, no, definitely don't say it's God magic. God doesn't do magic, Mary. He gives miracles. Okay.
You see, okay, this, so... you guys are giving me too many openings. This actually gives me conniptions when I'm trying to write Good Omens fan fiction. Because I want to say that they magic something, and I'm like, but it's a miracle. It's not magic.
It was all sorcery, like whatever, the end done.
Yeah.
Anyway, like, I would have waited for Stephen VI to finish his cadaver synod and maybe throwing the corpse in the river or whatever, and then just been like, hey, if you're not busy being strangled to death yet, here's this neat thing.
Might help you get into heaven, but not through indulgences, no. Just through comfort and... keeping track. I mean, I haven't actually looked at the Jesus Hoot bit closely, but is it like, you know, your steps, counting your steps, you're counting your prayers,
it clicks. I don't know if it like yeah, clicks it's in a way circle to or what, but
like I think count it with that, because normally what you would do is like you touch the beads and you move along, which is yeah. it's a hard thing to do. Like as Brandon was saying, if you're older.
Yeah. And oh, yeah. So when you've got arthritis and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good. It's an aid for people who are
and it looks like it can go on your wrist, so like you can
take or for people like me who I would always get too distracted and lose my place.
Yeah, I was gonna say that too.
Doing it, so it would be very helpful.
Not that I spend a lot of time doing rosary.
Oh yeah, I didn't spend a ton, but in second grade I had a nun as a teacher, and for winning a spelling bee in class, I got a little Mary statue full of a bunch of rosaries.
Dang! So, they knew how to live it up in Catholic school!
I mean, it was a little, like, plastic thing. And then my fucking little brother destroyed most of the really good-looking nice rosaries, so I just got, like, the shitty plastic ones left over, but they are my cherished plastic rosaries.
My grandma hangs one in every room of the house, especially over beds, so... Mm-hmm. It's very sweet. We got her for Christmas one year. We got her, it's
sorry.
Not that exciting.
I just found out I can watch him on, I can watch him on Prime, and it shows how much I love you all and all our listeners that I am not currently on Prime watching.
Anyway, I forget what I was saying. It was some olive tree from the Holy
Rosaries.
Land that we had a rosary. We bought a rosary made from an olive tree or something from the Holy Land and whatever. So
yeah, I mean, that's pretty much if anything, if people want to talk about it being like luxurious, it's not any different than like
definitely
fancy rosaries that you can get.
Oh shit, I left my notes downstairs. I'll put them on the Instagram, because our next question is from Canada also. Who tells us that one of her students was licking a wall because she told them not to, which
sounds
like children. And so she wants to know, what is the most self-destructive thing you've done out of spite? And I actually had some of my crew answer the question, because we were trapped in the booth and waiting for things to happen. So so they wrote it down, but I'll take pictures of it and put it on the Instagram, because... they're pretty good.
So the most self-destructive thing I ever did to myself, like, which was just dumb, rather than anything else.
Out of
I think
spite?
I've told you guys this story.
Out of spite.
Oh, not out of spite.
Yeah, that's the key ingredient.
Yeah, I'm trying to think
here.
Of something I've done out of spite.
Yeah. Mine was have a baby.
Something really
like, oh, we shouldn't keep that baby. And I was like, fuck you.
That's beautiful.
And my vagina has never been the same.
Yeah, it caused you physical pain. And like long-term commitment things too as well. I know I've done something bad out of spite, but I can't think of the only thing I can think of that I did that I shouldn't have done was jump off a roof once, which broke my arm. But that was not out of spite. I just did that because I was dumb.
You don't have some wild drug story about people being like, Imogen, don't take those together, and being like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna. Boom, I just did. What are you gonna do? And oh shit, what did I do?
No, I didn't do that as a fight. I did that because I wanted to.
Imogen's like, I don't do things out of spite. I just do stupid shit.
You know, I forget she was Australian, so it changes the perspective on so many things.
I mean, I literally did start trying to publish stories out of spite because I was pissed off with someone that we were no longer friends with.
I'm not gonna lie. I published a novel a little bit out of spite for the same reason.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but see, those are all good things. I mean, all my spite-driven things are usually good.
Yes! Like that, actually.
Writing or drawing or whatever. Living my best fucking life out of spite.
Yeah, I do most of my dumb things just because I'm stupid.
I don't need motivation to do stupid shit. Yeah. I do stupid shit all
especially
the time.
I think in mine and Claire's cases, I mean, not to speak for Claire, but I will totally speak for Claire, that, like, we don't do things so much out of spite as we do out of sheer cuss-headedness.
Yeah. Although, the jumping out of a window thing, is this just a thing that students do? Because, yeah, my dad had a friend who, in high school, jumped out.
a friend of mine had a student pretend to jump out of a window and then hid so that she couldn't see them.
Yeah, Josh jumped out of a window. Yeah, one of the responses,
which I thought was great.
And that just made me think: is that like it's a student?
Maybe it's just the name Joshua that makes people do like feral crazy shit.
I'll accept it.
There was like some Venn diagram going around Tumblr the other night that was like, there's feral, horny, and I can't remember, tender or something like that.
Yeah.
And how they all overlapped, and someone was like, wait, how is Jesus under feral? And I was like, oh.
Yeah, he was under like tender and feral, and it's like, have you not read much about Jesus?
God. Dude, God, I love Tumblr memes. I love memes being applied to history. So, put your British monarchs into, you know, thought bastard or whatever.
Into Hogwarts houses.
Yes. which Hogwarts house does Henry VIII belong to? And the answer is, I love it. I saw someone, was it Nadine Von Cohen, who is a magnificent Twitter presence?
Oh, I've uncovered something new.
I thought she was gasping about Nadine Von Cohen, and I was like, yeah, mood.
She's still on Tumblr, that's what her problem is. But Nadine Von Cohen was posting that, you know, her new hot take for who's going to be good in literature is Shakespeare. He's gonna go far. I can't wait to see what he does next. I'm just like, yes, I love it.
No, I was gasping because apparently the name Joshua has only been used as an English name since the Protestant Reformation. Those fucking Protestants
ruined everything.
The ones that started it. They're like, oh, we're gonna be blasphemous. We're Jesus. I see you, Protestant.
I see you, Protestants, and we are coming for you. All
right. I just love that little meme of the woman, that beautiful cinematic short film. It was a Vine, I think, where a guy's confessing his love to the woman, and she says, "No, my heart belongs to Jesus."
Oh,
and then the next shot is just him punching a guy.
No. Oh, what is his name? He's my favorite YouTuber, and he's Mexican, and he does all these funny things. And she's like, "My heart belongs to Jesus now," and he runs outside. He's like, "Jesus!" And he beats the fuck out of his cousin with a trash can. There's another one where people come to his door and they're like, did you know that Jesus loves you? And he turns around and he's like, Jesus, do you love me? And he's like, no, man, I hate you.
It's such a good name.
It's great. I can't remember his name, but he's hilarious.
I'll put it in the show notes if I can remember it. Because okay, shout out to that guy. It's fucking hilarious. It's the best.
You can probably just like yell Cousin Jesus or Google Jesus and you'll get it. But it was so good.
It's such a good thing. Man, what do we do without the internet?
I'm so into religious history lately. Like, it's just, it's amazing. Like, I think I have another book series planned already. I want to call it The Roaming
His
Road.
His name's David Lopez.
Yes! Oh my gosh, he's so great.
I love him.
Oh.
He's got a great moustache, too. Everyone should have a moustache like that.
I don't think that's a real moustache.
All right, so it's at least not character creator hair though.
Yeah, I think he puts a mustache on when he's in character, and then when he's not. it's really funny. They skew ice so hard. Oh boy. Okay. Another question.
More questions.
More questions?
Yes.
I wrote down a lot of questions because we had 2 weeks worth of questions. Let's see. We did that one. Okay. Tom wants to know, and I feel like now I've got a little insight into their life. What is the most important factor when buying a couch? Softness? Firmness? Color? And I don't know if this is not a mimicness. What? Is that like a Harry Potter
it's a D&D
reference?
It's a D&D reference.
Oh, okay.
You know what a mimic... I don't want to tell you what a mimic is because we're going to be playing D&D soon. I can kill you all very
How
easily.
How dare you?
You know what a mimic is. You played 30. What edition did you start playing D&D
3.5.
on? 3.5, yeah. 3.5. So you pre-Pathfinder fixing 3.5 and the fact that Pathfinder fixed 3.5 should tell you all you
How
need to know about
you.
3.5.
Now I can't remember the thing I talked about the other, like, few weeks ago, and you were like, fuck that! And I can't remember. I was talking to my spouse about something, and he was like, yeah, just tell her this. And I said it.
Yes. Thaco. You said Thaco.
Yes!
I nearly died.
Thaco.
It needs to burn in hell. In fact, I think it is. It's gone there. It's never to return.
Do couches have anyway. Thaco ratings?
Only in 3.5.
So we're not going to use that when deciding to buy a couch.
Yeah. So my most important couch thing is, can I easily get dog hair off of it?
Yes.
Understandable.
And no fucking furniture salesman ever understand that. Like,
that's ridiculous.
Looking at couches and be like, oh, I don't think I was like, this seems like it'd be hard to get dog hair over there. I'm like, oh, that's not that important. I'm like, yes, it is. I don't care.
Do you have three muskies if you don't.
Yeah, I don't care how comfortable it is or if it's the perfect size or whatever. If it's some sort of fabric that's going to be eating up dog hair,
yeah.
Nope.
Yep. Oh, is that a gray couch? Well, no, it was blue, but...
Yeah. purposely also try to get, like, gray or some other furniture that, like, kind of disguises the dog hair.
Yeah, I always went, like, the blue or gray, or not blue, the brown or gray route.
Yeah, we've got, like, beige and gray.
I had a really gloriously ugly orange one for a while, and I loved it so much. And my spouse and I were just dating, and I think it was him, and he, like, flopped down on it. We'd had the thing, like, 3 days, and the support beam that ran through the bottom of the couch just snapped.
We did the same thing to one of our couches. Back in one of our apartments, it was this cheap couch, and laid down, and snap!
Yep. And one of our friends ended up buying it from us because he said that, like, where it broke was, like, the perfect place to, like, wiggle his butt in when he was, like, it gave him the perfect support in the perfect places. And he ended up buying it.
Oh, no, we didn't have money to replace it, so we went wild. And we also have no fucking carpentry skills.
Yeah.
So we just got, like, some 2x4s and fucking, I think, like, nailed through on either side to make kind of support for the broken thing. And, like, I think there was also duct tape involved.
Of course. It's not furniture repair without duct tape.
Yeah.
And I think Imogen has, like, leather couches.
Yes.
Oh, I would die with leather furniture because my fucking legs would stick to it all the time when I'm wearing shorts.
Yeah, it does kind of, in summer especially, get a bit like that. But we got them because we had a 4-month-old and you can wipe leather
down.
Yeah. I mean,
honestly, if it wasn't for the fact that I would stick to them too much, like, I would get it because it's easy with the dog hair. You just whoop.
I don't sit on my couch very often. It's basically just there for the, because the couches are where the TV is, and I don't watch TV. Yeah. So
I live on my couch because I've got my gaming computer set up on our main TV. That's where the TV is. That's also where I keep my laptop. So I draw there and I play games there. Yeah. I nap there.
Children is also why I have leather seats in cars all the time, or at least when I had young children. I hate leather seats because they're always, like, hot when you sit on them in shorts.
Yeah.
And it always just makes me want to cry. But when you've got a toddler, it's way easier to wipe, like, a fistful of french fries and drool off of a leather seat than it is.
Oh my god. One of my friends had a car that, it was a used car when she got it, and you could tell that the people had kid, like, babies in it, because it all smelled a little bit like rancid milk or something.
Yeah,
like, you could tell, like, some formula and some milk and shit, like, had been spilled in there, because it was, like, forever after smelled a little weird.
Yeah, we had our car that we had for both kids, which we have just recently gotten rid of, and we've got a new car as well. So, new car! High five to you, woo! Claire. It had fabric seats, and yeah, that was gross. When we finally took the car seats out, it was just like, oh my god, I've been looking for that for 4 years, and I don't know. Oh, it's gross.
Yeah, it when gross. I
anyway, we sold.
When I had baby sold by, it, you couldn't take car seats apart to wash parts of them. You know, like the parts that need to be washed, and so, like, when you'd finally get rid of it, it had, like, I don't know why I keep saying french fries, but that's, like, the most common thing I cleaned out of a car seat. French fries and milk.
I found when I was cleaning out the car to get the previous car to get rid of it, I made the mistake of opening up the place where the CDs went, because, of course, when we first got the car, that's what you played in cars, CDs. Yeah. We had a CD player. And there was an old packet of jelly beans in there. And it just, and it, you know, it had been there for at least 4 summers, because and it was just a gelatinous mess of sugar.
Oh, you want something wild. I mean, it wasn't food, so at least it wasn't disgusting. We were cleaning out my old car, and there was a invitation to one of my best friend's wedding back in, like, 2009.
Oh, that's way worse than I thought it was going to be.
There was also a piece of unopened mail from back when we lived in our apartment, so also about 9 or 10 years ago.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, unopened, like, mail. If we have to get rid of the smug UV, that we're probably just going to have to set it on fire at this point, because, like, my spouse has been driving it exclusively for the last few years because I have my little tiny car.
Yeah, cool, I'm fortunate in that sometimes Travis has to have people in his car, so he every once in a while dumps stuff, like, gets a trash bag. Because, he's one of those, like, go through a drive-thru, throw everything on the floor.
On the floor. Yeah. Like, yeah. I can tell when he's got a lot of garbage in the car, because we'll be getting ready to go somewhere. He's like, take your time, don't hurry, and then he runs downstairs. And I'll come back out, and he's coming back from the dumpster. And I was like, you know, you can get a trash can for your car. He's like, only if you can make it footwell shaped.
Yeah, I mean, that's the true irony here, is that I keep my car fairly clean, but I'm also the one that usually transports the dogs, so that I keep so much of dog hair in it. And then Travis keeps his filthy, so there's no good car to take people in.
Oh boy. Ugh. All right. Yeah, I think we've exhausted couches and cars.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't
I don't think we actually answered the question, but
Claire did.
I mean, I did. I said my most important thing is to have it be easy to clean off.
Yeah, and we did hit color and ease of cleaning. And I don't want to have to explain, maybe you guys understand this, but for me, a couch and also a mattress, when I have to buy a mattress, has to have this factor. Like, I have to sit on it, and it has to accept my butt in exactly the right way.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand
it
that.
It can be too firm, but even worse, it can be too soft.
Yeah.
So, that's my most important, and I guess maybe not a mimicness, whatever.
Yeah, you don't want to be eaten by your own couch. Yeah. That's not fun.
Yeah, probably not. Zom asks one that I have a lot of opinions about. Surprise, surprise. She wants to know, what is the best cereal to eat at 8 a.m. and the best cereal to eat at 12 a.m.?
So this is another cereal question. I actually went out and bought some Milo cereal the other day.
That sounds exciting.
It's chocolate cereal, because I'm trying to get my son to actually eat food.
Oh, okay,
which
okay,
he doesn't
okay.
do. It's fun. It's like little chocolate biscuits, basically. So yeah. I'll eat that at any time. But as far as 8 a.m. is concerned, cereal-wise, I think I like my Weet-Bix when I eat cereal at all. But
I'd say at 8 a.m. I like to have cereal that is going to, like, that's actually kind of hearty and is going to fill me up and act as some sort of breakfast.
Yep.
But in the middle of the night, I just want, like, Reese's Puffs or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
so you eat the sugar cereal in the middle of the night.
Yeah, for breakfast I want like cinnamon life, or you know, like a, I don't know, or like that that blueberry lemon Special K that I can't find anymore. You know.
Yeah, it comes and goes. It makes me sad because I love it.
And I mean, I can get into generally sweet-ish cereals for breakfast. You know, like this morning I had chocolate cinnamon toast crunch, but it was there and we were out of life.
Out of life?
Yeah, life cereal. Cinnamon life cereal. Yes, but it's the best.
Oh, okay.
But like at like 12 a.m. I want like fucking Boo Berry or Reese's Puffs or what's another?
At 12 a.m. you don't want cereal, you want candy.
Is Fruity Krispies. Fruity Pebbles or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good 12 a.m. cereal.
I haven't been awake at 12 a.m. for about 10 years, so I
have no sometimes I want candy, but not like candy.
The more tired
crunch.
I am, the more junky food I want. So
yeah,
definitely. Yeah. If I'm up late, I'm gonna want some.
Yeah. When I was pregnant, I ate a lot of Kix. I ate Kix and the regular Special K, like, probably about 2 weeks. I just ate cereal for every meal. That's all I wanted. With whole milk, because, like, all other milks were disgusting. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I just drifted off.
Oh, it's okay.
Uh-oh, you're coming off your caffeine.
Oh,
yeah,
no!
My caffeine high is dying.
We better get into the lit
corner. A little bit of coffee left in a cup, quick. But I think...
We better get into the Lit Crit Corner.
yeah.
We could probably skip straight to... There's a fanfic for that? If Claire
has
one prepared.
And this week...
Excellent.
...is brought to you by one of Travis's friends who
Organ
made
eats.
Me, I, made me oh. decide that I had to do it. and I feel is also relevant to Brandon's interests.
Yes.
It is... Men's Hockey RPF.
Yes!
Awesome!
Oh my God!
Because I found
niche.
Out. Yeah, I found out there's apparently a very rabid, like, hockey fandom on Tumblr. Apparently more rabid than any other fandom she has seen.
Well, that just
so like... having never stepped into it, I cannot verify if this is true or not. But I can tell you that there are 21,976 fanfics in the men's hockey RPF section on AO3.
Why so there's did I a lot. Why did
and
I
they're
not
long
have
too.
Back in the day, like when
yeah,
I was
they're
in...
long too. Like this first one that comes up is almost 46,000 words.
Oh my god.
43,000.
I'm going to have to Google like Patrick Waugh and Steve Yzerman or something like that, like to see what I want to see what the big rivalry pairings are.
You know, I don't know enough about hockey.
I mean, there's also a lot of these original characters, so I'm assuming there's a lot of self-inserts here.
Yeah.
And then yes, there's of course the usual slash. It's a large dark world in RP.
I just like, I mean, I know that there's a huge amount of One Direction RPF.
Yeah, see, somehow I expected it for, like, bands and stuff like that. I did not, for some reason, hockey.
Why did I not think of that?
Sports.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it didn't even occur to me that, like, sports, there'd be sports RPF, but it makes sense.
It makes sense. I mean, and hockey players are objectively the best-looking athletes, so.
Yeah, in fact...
I heard Imogen make a noise.
When I googled for fanfiction RPF, the very first image result is like someone holding up the fucking cup.
Stanley Cup?
Yeah, Stanley Cup.
Yeah. So I'm gonna fucking need, you know how you made the graphic for last episode? I'm gonna need some highlights in a graphic form of the RPF. I can only assume it's NHL RPF fandom.
It is. Okay, it took me so long to find, because, like, first I was like, I know it exists, because I've been told it exists, at least on Tumblr, and if it exists on Tumblr, it has to be on AO3. And I looked under NHL, it wasn't under NHL. There's whole sections for, like, American football, so I was like, American hockey? Like, I was looking all over the place. It's under men's hockey.
Men's hockey.
Men's hockey.
Yeah, it's under men's hockey, hockey RPF.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna make a little notation here in my notes.
Of course, because you guys only think, this is another cultural divide here, because we have hockey teams, but they're not ice hockey; they're grass hockey.
Field hockey, right?
Field hockey. Yeah. Well, whatever. Yeah. The one that's not on ice anyway. and we're actually very good at hockey, field hockey, Australia. We usually win like medals and shit. So, but the women's hockey team in Australia is hot as fuck. Like, gorgeous girls. So it's like if there's any RPF about the Australian women's hockey team, I'll be in for that.
You should investigate that and come back.
I should. I will. I will have a look for it.
This is what the religious history community would refer to as an apocalypse, which is a which is a revealing, and not just the destruction of the end of the world. This would be an apocalypse, lowercase a.
Okay, cool. Not the apocalypse, just an apocalypse.
Just
huh?
An apocalypse, lowercase a, not the apocalypse, capital A, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Well, that was a fun little trip.
We've only got 1 minute left, so we can probably wrap up.
We did talk for like
5 minutes also at the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, we did. Yeah, but it usually takes us about 5 minutes to wrap up.
It does.
I just call us out live.
in a coming up episode, and I ran this by you guys, like, very briefly while it was in my head just before I opened the show. talking about getting someone in for an interview about Mauna Kea out here in Hawaii and what that's all about. Because as space enthusiasts, I figured this is relevant to our interests.
And I think it is very much relevant. It's space enthusiasts who also give a shit about native rights.
Exactly. See?
Yeah.
We're
that reminds me of one last thing to talk about.
Tell us your good omens tidbit.
It is in fact not good omens, although I linked in the episode links. But no, that made me think of, I've got my binary star pin, and let me tell you, my denim jacket is apparently too powerful with its energy. Uh-huh. I had one girl when I was trying to order some food just staring at me. And she's like, sorry. Uh-huh. She's like, sorry, what was your order again? And then I had another woman who wanted to get past me, I guess. But I just feel this finger go down my spine. And I was like, what is happening? instead of tapping me on the shoulder, she did that, and then she's like, excuse me, and I'm like, okay, and I moved by, and then when I was leaving, Travis held the door open for her, because she had been bringing something out to her car, but she puts a hand on my arm and is like, thank you.
Are you sure people aren't just, like, entranced with your magnificent bosom? Like,
yeah, they feel like this I was wearing a very boob-friendly shirt, I believe.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, without a boob-friendly shirt, you're pretty magnificent.
Yeah. So. But yeah, it was just, well, because I know the one girl was talking about my, because she was like, oh, I like your pins. And I was like, thanks.
Oh, man.
I got my Battle Axe Spy. I got a Battle Axe Spy pin, which I will post.
Nice. Yeah, but I've got that. And then most of my stuff, it's McElroy, of course, but then it's all either lady stuff, so there's Captain Marvel, and I've got a Rosie the Riveter patch, and all that, and a bunch of other stuff. So I can only assume it's got like strong space lesbian power or something.
Yeah. Once we get to 10 patrons, we'll get a freaking enamel pin made, and we can all self promote. Also. For the foreseeable future, I don't know how long we are going to donate a dollar of our Patreon money or our money dollars, whatever, to Scarlatine, who is a great sex education resource, and they do so much more than sex education. I don't know if people have been seeing the stuff that we've been putting out for the last couple weeks, but they also do like mental health counseling and crisis counseling and, you know, just talking to you about different kinds of issues that come up in a young person's life and help you just feel a little less alone and a little more normal.
Mm.
Yeah, they do a lot of good work, unlike us. Support them!
We support them. We do good work.
We're doing our best, sweeties. Okay. And then, you know, the holidays are coming up, so at some point or another, I'll start harping on about the National Eating Disorder Association. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome.
That should be fun.
Yeah.
For all the concerns. Sorry. What's the opposite of that? No.
Send us your favorite men's hockey rivalry pairings to bibicast@gmail.com.
I also hear it's a big thing on Tumblr, so feel free to come by bybybycast.tumblr.com.
Photos are encouraged.
Yes, please.
Art, whatever you got.
But yeah, so there's also links to the Patreon and Instagram and Twitter, and we're everywhere. So yeah.
Please check out our Instagram. Please validate my energy.
It's good stuff. It's good.
You posted how many followers we've got on Instagram. I think we've got more followers on Instagram than we have, you know, subscribers to the podcast.
I've been hardcore following other podcasts. So, like, we're playing a game of, like, back and forth podcast following. So it's pretty great.
That's a good idea.
I'm enjoying it.
Well, we'll just get those other podcasts to fucking listen to ours.
Right.
Yeah, feel free to recommend it to your friends, because I'll have people like my husband talk about my wonderful fan fiction segment and then not mention that it's
podcast.
What podcast it's on. He's like,
he needs to take lessons from my spouse, who's been like super promoting my book everywhere. Read my book.
Also, if you check out our Twitter, the pinned tweet at the top is an invite to our Discord server where you can come and ask us questions direct rather than
it's
going
a fun
through
place.
These fiddly
you get to see episode links go up as we record, so you get to wonder for about a week what the fuck was going on.
2 weeks this time.
You're not going to find out what's going on with this one for two whole weeks. Wait this time.
Come along and say hi, because it's really nice, and the community there is really sweet and lovely and supportive, and I've met some really, really nice people. It's nice. I think that'll do us, though. We we'll see you all next week. It's Halloween next week for us, so we'll probably be recording around then. No, it's Halloween this week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Wednesday.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
So 2 days after recording and before they get this podcast.
Yeah. Way before they get this.
Yeah, we're going to be into November by then.
Yeah. So from the past, hopefully you all are fine and the world hasn't ended. We'll see you in the future. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Just the most amazingly detailed swearing that I'd ever heard in my entire life. Like, it was anatomically so, like, detailed, and it was like a horror story. And I was like sitting there and said,
"Hey, remember when we said we were going to record so we didn't waste all this?"